Sam Darnold's preseason ended the way it ran, without him taking a snap. Cameron Van Til's account of the 19-16 loss in Nashville on Sunday the 23rd at Seattle Sports has Drew Locke and Jalen Milroe doing the quarterbacking and carries no Darnold entry at all. Friday's 9-9 finale in Kansas City was Milroe's game, per John Boyle at the team's website, and he'd sat the preseason opener before that. Nothing in the coverage puts him in a game this year. The cut day file on him is short and settled. Listed first among three quarterbacks on the initial 53, per Cole Musgrove at Seahawks Wire, with Bob Condotta at the Seattle Times writing that Darnold had a good camp and is obviously secure as Seattle's starter. Behind him, the room resolved without drama. Milroe secured the third spot behind Darnold and Drew Locke after his best outing of the preseason, per Boyle. The bigger story is what the week did to the huddle around him. Zach Charbonnet went to reserve, physically unable to perform, per Sharian Williams at Pro Football Talk, a designation that costs him at least the season's first four games. That leaves a backfield of Jadarian Price, a rookie with zero live carries, George Halani, the third down back to start the season, in Condotta's characterization, and Emmanuel Wilson, who did not play in the preseason because of a hamstring injury, per Condotta. The receiver room cut to five, with Cody White released and Emmanuel Henderson Jr. waived, per Van Til. Darnold opens the season throwing to a supporting cast that has, collectively, played almost no August football. One carry forward worth naming. The most recent live-ish evidence on Darnold himself is still the joint practice in Nashville on Friday the 21st. Two interceptions, including an Alante Taylor pick six, per Ben Arthur at Fox Sports, alongside sideline and red zone wins, per Ari Horton and John Boyle at the team's website. And that ledger is 10 days old now, unrefreshed by any game. Our August 23rd episode watched for a preseason series and, failing that, pointed at the completion percentage when September starts counting. It's the failing that branch. Back in June, the preview projected the steady pocket passer of the championship season rather than a repeat of the one-year spike, and nothing in this window moved that read in either direction. The first evidence arrives when the game's due, and we'll be here for it. Data via NFL Verse.